just slowly turn the daughter against the father. But the godfather hears about this and he knows and he tells the daughter and she's like, bet.
Hello and welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today we are going to be doing another guessing game. Also, my name is Brianna, if you've never heard us before, and this is Maddie.
Yes, hello.
And Maddie has never seen The Godfather, and I have recently seen The Godfather, and oh, what a film. So, I'm going to ask Maddie to guess the plot and characters of The Godfather based on one image that I got from Amazon that's just The Godfather poster that they have.
Which I really like the design of it a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Really cool. All right. You want me to just take off?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So we have the hand holding the puppet strings, right? So I'm feeling, like there's some kind of puppet master dynamic somewhere in this film. I'm guessing it's the guy that is the largest here, who's in charge of everyone else.
Don Corleone.
And I've seen nothing of the actual movie, but I've heard everyone and their mother spoof the, like, I can't even say the actual line, but like the "you hurt my family" kind of thing. So I'm gonna assume this is like a mob situation. This guy's at the top of the mob. And, man, okay, there's this lady getting married. Okay, wait. Gosh, this is actually really hard, because who's bad? They all look the same. Maybe it's just a bunch of messed up people. Okay, so, the man at the top is the man at the top. The guy in the chair...
Michael Corleone.
Wants to take over. He wants to dethrone. We'll just call him the Godfather. Because that makes the most sense to me. So, the guy in the chair wants to dethrone the Godfather. And the way that he has planned on doing this is he has a son. And his son is the guy that's standing next to that bride up there.
Sonny Corleone.
Anyways, so yeah, that's his son, and he's like, you know what you're gonna do, son? You're gonna win over the daughter of the Godfather.
Connie Corleone.
And we are going to take him out underneath, and you're gonna slowly whisper in the daughter's ear about how terrible her father is. Just slowly turn the daughter against the father, but... The godfather hears about this, and he knows, and he tells the daughter, and she's like, bet. And so they let the plot happen, but she is also whispering in his ear about how, I don't know, that your dad will be such a good leader. Maybe you should be the leader. And her plan is to get the son to take out the guy who's trying to dethrone the actual godfather. It's very convoluted and wonderful.
Mm.
Then you have this very... They just have a completely different energy over here. The two blondes.
Tom Hagen. Kay Adams.
On the right of the screen. I feel like they are kind of outsiders. They're not, like, totally a part of all of this. Maybe they are rivals, kind of. They are on the opposite side of... They're not on the good side of the Godfather and those of the Godfather squad. But they're also kind of small fry. And so they feel like they can kind of, you know, infiltrate and befriend to also take out the people that they want to take out. But I think their goal is less, like, actually taking people down and, like, hierarchy stuff and more, like, they really want money or, like, something was stolen from them. And so they have to, like, infiltrate and try to make nice with these people. And in order to do that, who is this man? Hang on. This man right here, who looks like, kind of like, knockoff Harry Potter.
Fredo Corleone.
Looking kind of man. He's the stooge. He's dumb. And they know that. And so they're going to use him to get in with the gang, if you will. And they befriend him, and he vouches for them. And against his better judgment, the Godfather's like, whatever. Because ultimately, he knows, I can take him out anyway. Like, this guy's dumb. We'll let him make his mistakes. Because he's got to learn. And he's just kind of keeping his eye on everybody anyway. So he lets the dumb one let these two infiltrate. And they... I don't know what they want, though. That's what I can't figure out. What do they want? They want... Okay, that necklace she's wearing, it was stolen. And it was stolen by somebody in the Godfather crew. And they're trying to get it back because it is worth more money than the car in the photo. Wow. And the Godfather ends up winning, of course.
Of course.
Of course he does. The lady ends up killing... Sorry, the lady who is his daughter. Mm-hmm. His daughter ends up convincing her husband slash the chair guy's son to kill his own father. And then she kills him, thus cementing her place to take over for the Godfather when he dies of natural causes as an old man. And the background's all glittery because he smashes the lady's necklace in front of her to make a point. They're not that relevant. The end.
Wow.
Sorry, they gave me nothing. I don't know, this the blonde couple just tripped me up.
That is, you got a couple of things right, and a lot wrong.
I love it.
And, yeah, I, just as a heads up, I will clear up one thing. Basically, yes. All of those people are family.
Oh, okay. Oops. Nice.
But it was a nice attempt, and you did get it that Fredo is considered to be like the less intelligent brother.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that works out.
And that is the Godfather's daughter. But unfortunately, that is also both of those the two men you were talking about are the Godfather's sons. So.
Oh, whoops.
The blonde guy is his kind of adoptive son. And the blonde lady is married to the guy in the chair.
Oh, okay, okay. Very cool. What's their role? They just seem so, like, shoved to the side of the poster. It was hard to squeeze them in.
Yeah, it's kind of, that's sort of on purpose. You should really watch The Godfather sometime. Okay. It is a cinematic masterpiece.
Okay, cool. I will definitely do that then.
Alrighty. If any of you out there have some other Godfather theories, or like if you would like to reinvent the story, please do let us know, because we find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. And please do give us a rating that you think is fair if you liked this episode. And come back tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.